psychological medical report named Mercier, M-E-R-C-I-E-R. First name, Kristen, K-R-I-S-T-E-N. Case number 180-2886. Examiner 50-J's and James, M's and Margaret, B's and Boyd, Traverse City. Appointment date, April 9, 2013. Complaints. Kristen Mercier states that she has a severe learning disability as well as ADHD. Period. She states it makes it very hard for her.
It's okay.
To concentrate. Period. She states she also has depression, bipolar disorder, anxiety, and a borderline personality disorder, which makes it, quote, really hard to deal with society, unquote, period. She describes these problems as being, quote, extremely severe, unquote, period. She states she's had problems since she has been 4 years old, and over the years, her problems have only gotten worse, quote, and I keep developing different problems, unquote, period. She describes having a, quote, really hard time dealing with people and sticking with things when I start them, that I also have anger problems, unquote, period. She states nothing has really helped her, and that the medication has helped a little, but, quote, not a whole lot, and I'm not on meds now because I'm pregnant, parentheses, 3 months, close parentheses, period. She then adds that she has anxiety, when I'm around people, I get short of breath, and I feel like I have to leave, and I do, I avoid it if I can, unquote, period. She states she won't go shopping unless her mother goes with her, period, paragraph. Kristen reports she's had multiple suicide attempts over her lifetime, starting at the age of 15, which was her first suicide attempt. Period. She's had an excess of over 100 suicide attempts, with the last being in January of 2013, when she attempted to take a shoelace to strangle herself, and then, quotes, my boyfriend stopped me, unquotes, period. She states she also at that point was trying to slice herself with, quotes, razors, sharp things, He stopped me, unquote, period. She denies she has ever been hospitalized because, quote, I won't let no one take me, unquote, period. When asked who stopped her this time, she states, quote, my buddy Johnny stopped me, unquote, period. She claims that occasionally she will hear voices, I used to hear people talking when I was around 19 or 20, but not since then, period. She does think that she sees ghosts, quotes, but I believe in ghosts, and so they're real, unquotes, period. The last time was in October 2012, after her grandmother passed away, period. She also reports that she has sleep disturbances since about the age of 22, consisting of nightmares, tossing and turning, comma, forcefully waking herself up, period. She states that she might sleep perhaps 6 hours, and, quotes, my sleeping schedule sucks, unquotes, period. She reports that she has crying spells when, quotes, things enter my mind, like 3 times a month, unquotes, period. When asked what kinds of things, she cites, quotes, when my friend died when he was 15, I think of him, or I worry about my mother dying, or I think about relationship breakups, unquotes, period. She describes her outbursts of temper, where she will punch and throw things, snap at people, period. She does endorse that she does, quotes, beat on my exes, but not just people, I'd start fights with my boyfriends on purpose to make them hit me, unquotes, period. She claims that she procrastinates, withdraws, is lazy, can't keep a job, doesn't like being touched, period. Paragraph. She describes a history of numerous sexual encounters. And when asked who the father of her baby was, she states, quote, I don't know who is the father, It could be one of four, I don't even know, unquotes, period. It appears from history that she has had numerous numerous instances of unprotected sex, has been on birth control on and off since the age of 15 when she began having sex, period. She was married around the age of 18 or 19 for 7 months. To a, quote, abusive, mean alcoholic, unquote, divorced him in 2007, period. She is currently living with her mother, states she has lived with her mother even when she was married, period. Here, guys, for her learning problems, she states she's in special education throughout, has had poor grades, only went to the ninth grade, and has tried to completed GED many times, but has been unsuccessful because, quotes, I can't sit, I can't concentrate, unquote, period. She is currently trying again, quotes, but now I don't have to sit through the classes and I'm doing a little bit better, unquote, period. She states that while she was in school and as a teenager, she had trouble with the police, had a bad temper, denies using drugs or alcohol, was frequently suspended from school for skipping and being disrespectful, period. Here we go. She goes on to state that she's never been able to hold a job longer than a couple of months because, quote, I don't get along with people or I give up, period. She denies ever being fired, states she would just give up, get bored, couldn't focus, couldn't handle the people for so long because of her anxiety, period. Paragraph. She believes she may have been a victim of sexual abuse as a child, but, quotes, I really don't know, dot, dot, if I was, but I believe I was, dot, dot. I was sexually active at the age of 4, unquote, period. She denies any specific memories of her abuse, period. Paragraph. Treatments and medications, paragraph. She is currently not taking any medication, quotes, because I'm pregnant, 3 months, unquote, period. She states this is her first child, period. She's being followed at the St. Francis Hospital, Women's Clinic, period. She claims she has no insurance for any psychiatric, psychological interventions and has not since 2010, which was the last time she was at Pathways Community Mental Health, period. She does recall and report she's been involved in numerous treatment efforts, including teaching family, homeschooling, counselors, school counselors, period. She claims she has been in counseling, quotes, my whole life, dot, dot, I've been seeing a doctor since I was 4, unquote, period. She states her primary care physician is Dr. Hook, H-O-O-K, and she considers him to be, quotes, the best doctor in the world, unquote, period. Medical history indicates she's had multiple cysts on her ovaries, a pattern of irregular menstrual periods, has been on birth control on and off since the age of 15, when she began having sex, period. She claims that she has severe earache at the age of 4 and is hard of hearing because of this, period. She's unsure about any other medical problems, period. Paragraph. History indicates that, no, she states that she has never had, no, scratch that. She is unsure if she's ever had any head injuries. States that she was hit by a van when she was 8, period. She denies any other medical problems, paragraph. Personal history, paragraph. She was born in Escanaba, Michigan, has one brother, 3 sisters, but states that her parents divorced when Kristen was 8 and that her only full sibling from this marriage, and that she is the only full sibling from that marriage, period. She has 2 half-sisters on mother's side, 2 other half-siblings from father's side, period. Their history indicates that father was diagnosed with bipolar disorder and ADHD, semicolon. Kristen states that, quotes, he's an alcoholic, dot, dot. I didn't really know much of him, dot, dot. I only got to know him when I was around 17 or 18 when, quotes, I could spend time with him at the bars, unquotes, period. Mother has not reportedly had any psychiatric diagnosis, and on father's side there is alcoholism, period. Mother's side there was an uncle of the mother who was psychotic, period. Paragraph. She states she completed the 9th grade, was in special education throughout, period. She states she has had continuing problems with focusing, attention, concentration, period. She's currently trying to complete her GED, period. Paragraph. She is unemployed, states she has attempted work in the past, has been unsuccessful, largely part-time jobs, not being able to hold them because she either couldn't learn, couldn't concentrate, or couldn't handle the people because of her anxiety, period. Paragraph. She denies any military history, period. Paragraph. She states that legally she was once charged with stealing at the age of 8, and she was again charged at the age of 19 for stealing, period. She claims she has repeatedly been arrested for driving without a license. And although she has had a license in Arizona and the state of Washington, she has a suspended license in Michigan. period, a comma, because of this, period. Here we go. She denies any substance abuse history, although she does state she has tried marijuana once, period. Information from a prior psychiatric evaluation completed on 11/24/2009 states that she states at that point that she would smoke pot once in a while, once every few months, but denies, as she does today, any use of alcohol, period. She does continue to smoke cigarettes 4 to 5 per day, states she has cut down from approximately a half a pack a day because of her pregnancy, period, paragraph. Social, paragraph. She states she has no close friends other than, quotes, my mom, unquotes, period. She claims that the only socialization she does is with, quotes, my 3 cats and my mom, unquotes, period. She claims that, she describes that her relationship with her parents as being more, quotes, like friends, unquotes, period. She states she's had no emotional stability from her family or parents, period. She generally describes that she lacks a social life, does not involve herself with people, finds it troubling, doesn't like being around people, and in fact, quotes, I have a social phobia, unquotes, period. In review of a older school psychological evaluation completed 2/16/2006 when Kristen was 17 years of age. It was reported that in social areas she was generally not a discipline problem in school and she would get along well with peers and adults, period. However, they did note it was hard for her to maintain concentration and effort, and that being on some type of a reduced schedule was helpful, period. Largely, she demonstrated attention-related difficulties, including impulsivity, low frustration tolerance, and fidgeting, period. She was also noted to have trouble controlling emotions and anger, primarily at home and at times in school, period. Sometimes she was inappropriate in school with peers, and she would, quote, stand up for herself and express her ideas and needs, period, paragraph. Her interaction with the examiner was one of being cooperative, polite, although she was quite fidgety, frequently would yawn, and seemed matter of fact in her presentation and description of her symptomatology, period. Interest, paragraph. She claims her only interests are to, quote, sit at home with my mom and 3 cats, unquote, period. She does state that once in a while she will check her Facebook, period. She likes music on the radio and listens to that, quote, a lot, unquote, period. Paragraph. Activity. She claims she doesn't do any chores except to clean her room, period. She will cook once in a while when she has the energy, period. However, she relies primarily on her mother to do the cooking, the laundry, driving and transporting, period. She states she doesn't do anything really, quotes, unless I have appointments to attend, unquotes, period. When she was asked to describe yesterday, she states she got up at 7 o'clock, had breakfast, which was a bowl of Cheerios, period. She got showered, got dressed, and then took the bus and arrived at 11 o'clock at the Michigan Works office for an appointment for cash assistance, quotes, which I didn't get, unquotes, period. She then went back home by bus for the rest of the day, slept, picked up her room, took another shower, period. Her mother came home from work at 5 o'clock. They talked and watched TV, period. Her mother had brought them McDonald's sandwiches to eat for supper, period. She states they talked and went to bed at midnight, period, paragraph. Behavioral observations, paragraph. She came alone to the examination. Her mother drove her, period. She gave her height as 5'2" with a weight of 169 pounds, period. She denied needing any assistance in preparing for her appointment. Quotes, no, I just threw on my clothes. I didn't take a shower. I didn't have the energy, unquotes, period. She was frequently yawning, kept her hands in her pockets, sat sideways in her chair, period. Much foot shaking was noted, period. Posture and gait were otherwise unremarkable, period. Attitude and behavior. She was in contact with reality. Self-esteem appeared fair, period. She is alert, motivated to participate. somewhat tense, expresses a significant degree of dependence upon her mother, describes low motivation, period. She does actively, no, she does focus and preoccupy herself with her symptomatology. Period insight is low, extreme mental activity, she's spontaneous, pressured especially to reveal and report her symptomatology, period. Vagueness at times, frequent I don't knows were noted, period. Paragraph, mental trend. She denies any active hallucinations or suicidal homicidal ideation or delusions, period. There is no evidence of any formal thought disorder or paranoid paranoid ideation, period. Acknowledges over 100 suicide attempts, with the most recent being the first being in the age of 15, the most recent being January of 2013, period. She states she has sleep disturbances. Her mental health is going, quotes, downhill since the age of 15, period. She describes herself as being anxious, comma, depressed, bipolar with borderline personality disorder, having significant sleep disturbances, not getting along with people, comma, having crying spells whenever she thinks of things that are sad, comma, having outbursts of temper, period. Please see complaint section, paragraph. Emotional, she's pressured, friendly, but also anxious, but laughing at times. Other times she appears somewhat anxious, appears somewhat depressed, period. Overall, her affect is constricted, period, paragraph. Sensory more enters at time, place, and person, forward 7, backward 4-5, recent 2 out of 3, presidents, Obama, Bush, and Clinton, birth date 5-4-88, I'm 24, cities, Detroit, Seattle, New York City, Milwaukee, St. Louis, two famous people, Angelina Jolie, Keith Urban, sunrise, I don't know, weeks, I don't know, months, 12, current events, I don't watch the news, I don't know. 4 plus 5, 9, 6 people, your quarter, $1.50, 12 divided by 2 is 6, 275 divided by 5. I don't know, I suck at big division, unquote. Serial sevens, using her fingers, she counts backwards one finger at a time, makes only one error, period. Grass is greener, sometimes it's better than the present. Spilled milk. Don't cry when you can't get your way. Similarities and differences, bush and a tree, they're green, different, I don't know, they are a bush and a tree, orange and a banana, they're fruits, different, different colors, judgment, envelope, put it in the mailbox, fire, yell, and tell everybody to get out, future plans, get a place for me and my baby, period, try to find a job, period, but I don't think I can hold one because I haven't been able to, paragraph, diagnosis, attention deficit hyperactivity disorder combined type 314.01, paragraph. Anxiety disorder, capital NOS, with panic, comma, social, comma, agoraphobic generalized features 300.00, paragraph. Learning disorder, capital NOS 315.9, paragraph. Bipolar disorder, capital NOS. Axis 2, borderline personality disorder, parentheses, primary, close parentheses, 301.83. Axis 3, 3 months pregnant. Axis 4, stressors, 3 months pregnant, comma, financial, comma, educational problems, comma, unemployed, comma, dependent on mother for housing, basic ADLs and support, comma, not in treatment, axis 5, GAF, 45, prognosis, poor given chronicity and lack of treatment, paragraph, she is able to manage her own funds, date first and last seen, 4, 9, 13, medical source, claimant is capable of processing one or two part directives, however, she does evidence impulsivity, low frustration tolerance, and other attention-related difficulties, which likely would impede her ability to maintain consistent concentration, function, and attention, within a normal competitive work environment, period. Further, comma, her mood lability, comma, trouble that she has controlling her anger and other emotions is likely to pose additional barriers to consistent functioning, period. Go back up and insert a section called additional information, paragraph. Within the psychoeducational evaluation completed when Kristen was 17 years of age, she was found to be eligible for and continued to receive services as a special education student under the learning disability categories and had since the grade of sixth grade, period. She, in spite of various amounts of programming, she has had difficulty with attendance at the high school level and had been dropped from school at various times due to this, period. She was found to test within the average range of intellectual functioning with various measures of achievement, generally demonstrating skills at the mid-seventh grade level in reading, spelling, math, and in the middle sixth grade level in reading comprehension and up to the 10th grade level in writing, period. In addition to her LD eligibility, she had continuing difficulties with depression, which allowed her to have additional eligibility and special education intervention under the emotionally impaired category, period. Paragraph. Okay, sign off. Marika K. Capunco, I'm a PhD licensed psychologist. Thank you for typing.